the first letter of John, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and our hands have handled, the word of life. So John likes to talk in rather sort of abstract language, and he's talking about Jesus. And John's already written his gospel, and now he's writing letters. And the gospels that we have, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were the transcripts of the preaching of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So when John preached the gospel, he would say his gospel, and somebody under God's inspiration wrote it down. And people would have believed it and been baptized. And now John is writing to those people some years later who've got various problems, and he's saying, look, the Word, and the Word is Jesus. Because the Word, or this Greek word logos, it really means the idea, the purpose, the intention. And he says, we looked at the Word, our hands handled him. So he's saying that my hands touched Jesus. I saw him with my own eyes. And he was the Word of life. So this was the wonder that these men now had. When they had been fishermen and working men, just meeting Jesus as another man, and now he's dead and resurrected. John is under this really strong impression of how wonderful Jesus was. The life was revealed, and we've seen it, and bear witness, and show to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was revealed to us. What we saw and heard, that is, we saw and heard Jesus. And he is the eternal life. In other words, the sort of life that Jesus lived here on earth is the life that we will live forever. And it is in that sense that we can have eternal life. John says some hard things to understand sometimes, and he keeps recording how Jesus said that you can have eternal life. But of course, we're all going to die. Now, we don't have an immortal soul that goes on living after we're dead. But the idea is that you can live the life now, that we will live forever. And so, forever and ever, we're not going to be arguing and being resentful that, oh, I could have had this, and oh, I didn't have that, and I want this, and I want that, and she's bad, and he's bad. And we're going to be living a life of joy, and that is how we should live now. And the life that we will eternally live was lived by Jesus when he was here on the earth, of forgiveness, of sacrificing yourself, of gentleness, of kindness. He says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So if you are devoted to following Jesus, and in every point of your life, be it at school, at work, in retirement, wherever, however you are, you're thinking, what would Jesus have done? What would Jesus have said? If that's how you're feeling, well, that's how I feel. And if that's how she's feeling, and if that's how he's feeling, then this is the basis upon which we then have fellowship with each other, that we're all following the same man. These things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we heard of him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So walking in the light doesn't mean that you don't sin. If we walk in the light, then the blood of Jesus cleanses us, washes us from all our sin. So walking in the light doesn't mean that you don't sin. It means that you walk, live, that is, daily life, knowing that you are forgiven. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So the more God's truth is in us, the more we realize that we sin. It's people who think that they don't sin and that I'm a good guy and it's all the other people's fault. Those people have not got God's truth in them. So it's a kind of contradiction, a paradox, that the more you know of God's truth, the more you realize that you have sinned, and yet the more you're convinced that you are forgiven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to wash us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So then, the more his word is in us, the more we realize that we have sinned. So we shouldn't continue in sin just thinking that it doesn't matter if I sin. But on the other hand, we should not be depressed by the fact that we fail. Because part of walking in the light, and that means a daily, hour-by-hour experience as a Christian, part of that is recognizing that we have sinned, confessing our sins, that is, accepting before God that we have done them, and being forgiven of our sins. And that is the way of life.